I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It happened again.
What happened?
And this happens every time there's a rumor of a famous person in our area.
Yep.
Because there are people who feel like they need to attach themselves to that person. And when you do something like this, you look like a total idiot.
But they don't know this.
How do you not know this? How do you not know this is going to blow up in your face? You're going to look like a total idiot. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it.
Whatever.
Tommy, did you hear?
What happened?
Tommy, can you hear me? Michael Jordan.
What?
Icon.
Yeah?
Was in Rochester on Thursday.
No.
What was he doing?
Rumors started to surface Thursday evening that Jordan had been in town to play a round of golf at Oak Hill.
Mm.
And all hell broke loose.
Yep.
People trying to figure out if he was still here. If he was, what hotel he was staying at so they could try and meet him. Unfortunately,
yeah.
It was all for nothing.
Okay.
He was never here. The story goes, he was scheduled to play at Oak Hill on Thursday with a member from the club. Folks at Oak Hill were waiting for him to arrive, but he called and said he wouldn't be able to make it.
Or it was just a different Michael Jordan.
Could have been that. So we have it on pretty good authority that he was supposed to be
here. Okay.
But canceled last minute. So Jordan was never in town, which is weird, based on how many Facebook posts there were Thursday night from people who said they saw him.
Okay.
For example, Dave wrote, just had a beer with Michael Jordan at the Pittsburgh
he did
pub.
Not.
Hand to God.
He's at the Pittsburgh pub.
He says, just had a beer with Michael Jordan at the Pittsburgh
had
pub.
Had a beer with Michael Jordan.
He's real laid back and down to earth. Just left if you're trying to meet him. That's bad.
Oh,
right?
Weird that he just left.
That's weird. Yeah. Brett wrote on Friday morning.
What'd
by
Brett
the
say?
Way, I want to thank all of you Facebook break room listeners for sending us these over the weekend.
Okay.
Brett wrote, Michael Jordan is staying at the Del Monte in Pittsburgh. Just left dinner and he was there. I got my jersey signed, but he politely said he didn't want any pictures. And then there's a pic of an autographed Jordan jersey, which he put up, which is strange because he was never there.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you would think imaginary Jordan wouldn't want to take pictures.
Yeah, he's very standoffish.
Or sign autographs, yeah.
Why do people do this?
I don't know.
Why
do people
do this? Because
people want to feel important. Like, I never understood, like, if you go to somebody's house and there's a picture of somebody standing with a famous person.
Okay.
And I'm, what am I supposed to take away from that? Because you're not best friends. You just met that person. So I think people put this up to go, I'm so cool, man. I met a cool person.
Okay.
That's the only reason you do it is to brag.
But you got busted.
Right. Totally busted.
Because the story became news. Like, it became news, and then the news had to come out and say, oh, in fact, Jordan was not here. So everybody that saw that post you put up knows you lied, and you lied about the strangest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. And think about it. You think if Michael Jordan was in town,
yeah.
The one thing he's dying to do is have a beer with Dave at the Pittsburgh pub.
Yeah.
Bro, he wouldn't stay the night either.
No, these people fly in, they fly out. They don't hang.
He's got a private jet.
Yeah.
Right?
He can have whatever he wants. Yeah. He's a goddamn billionaire. And by the way, I saw the documentary. He's an ass. He's not a friendly, cool guy.
Yeah, he's not making his rounds around town.
He's mean, and he's self-admitted. He's a jerk.
Okay, but Dave had a beer with him, and maybe you don't know him like Dave knows him.
Oh, but imaginary Jordan is pretty cool. I remember that 30 for 30.
So this isn't the only time we've seen something like this.
Yeah.
So you remember a few years ago,
there
was a rumor that Johnny Depp had his car break down when he was driving through Rochester. And some bogus online article said that he was thinking about buying a house here.
Yeah.
So we talked about it on the show and laughed about it, about how stupid people were.
Yeah.
While we were having this discussion, multiple people called the show and said they saw him, took pictures with him while he was there. This was after the story was already debunked. They called.
Well, he was dressed like a pirate. Did I get the right guy?
Yes.
Right.
But then they also did the same I don't know if it was prior to that or after that, but when Nick Cage was supposedly buying a house here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we had like some woman who was a realtor.
Call
in and say, no, I know somebody who is his realtor, and yeah, he's looking for a house.
But it's always secondhand or thirdhand stories. Yeah. So I remember the other big one was John Travolta was building a mega mansion in the Finger Lakes.
Okay.
And he was going to have it so he could fly his planes. And like, this story was insane.
Yeah.
And he was going to buy it in the Finger Lakes. He's not from here. Nothing. Oh, yeah. He did go to school, obviously, in New York City school system. But, yeah. Like, if people called up saying, yeah, I know the area. I know where he's buying. He was seen in town. He was seen in Skinny Atlas. How many Skinny Atlas sightings and Canandaigua sightings? And it's only one that makes sense is if they're actually performing there.
Well,
no,
hold on. Skinny Atlas does have celebrity sites. Jeter owned a home there. Yeah. The Clintons
owned
a home
there.
That's
the problem. Like, you only need a few.
Nixon had a secret hideaway.
What? Oh, for God's sakes.
You only need like a few celebrities to make an appearance or show up with property in that area. And yeah, the whole thing explodes.
But the only one I believe was like when Dave Matthews played down at CMAC, he would get on a bicycle right into the town. But he's working there. That one, okay. That makes sense.
Sure.
But I don't think Dave Matthews is buying a mansion down there.
Well, I mean, it does have a really nice place.
He's been all over the freaking world, man.
Yeah.
I really want to settle down in Canandaigua.
I remember going on a wine tour once, probably like 5 or 6 years ago. And there was one winery we went to where the woman that owned it would tell everybody that Tom Hanks bought property down the street.
Oh. Mm.
I have no idea where she got that from or if she just told people to like make them come back to the winery. But she was telling everybody that day that Tom Hanks just bought property down the street from the winery.
Have you seen Tom Hanks?
I have not seen him.
Okay. Have you had any of his wine? It's delicious.
Hanks?
Yeah.
I don't think I drink a wine called Hanks.
Try Hanks. At Lisa's Liquor Bar, we got Hanks on sale. $2 a bottle. And it sucks.
226,000. Rumors start flying all over the place that Michael Jordan was in town on Thursday playing a round of golf at Oak Hill. People, we have it in front of us. Folks sent us these posts. People on Facebook claiming they had a beer with Michael Jordan on Thursday night. Friday morning, a guy posted said he was at the spot at Del Monte in Pittsburgh, staying the night at the hotel there, that he got his jersey signed at dinner. Also, if you just randomly ran into Michael Jordan, why would you have his jersey on you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what are the odds?
It doesn't make any
sense.
Hey,
Mike, look, me and you.
Okay.
I'm wearing you.
So here's the mind-boggling part about this, right? Like, first of all, you can't take those posts back. Everyone knows now you're a liar just for being a liar's sake. But let's say all this was true.
All right.
That Jordan was in town Thursday night. First off, like you said, he wouldn't just be out and about. Mm-hmm. He's going to keep a low profile because he's instantly recognized by everyone. My mother would know immediately who Michael Jordan is. And my mother has never watched a basketball game in her life. But let's say that both of these liar Facebook posts actually happened. Those stories aren't even impressive that you had a beer next to or got an autograph from Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's not spectacular. I would not want to hear those stories.
Yeah, but every guy that has that story wants to tell that story.
And to that point, the biggest mistake we make when we tell celebrity stories is that almost 99% of your celebrity stories are not entertaining.
No. It's just, hey, I met this person here once. They looked at me.
You came across them. Nothing unique happened. That's it. Don't tell that story.
Unless I tell you the story about the time I met Lenny Dykstra.
No, that story sucks.
It's really good.
You sat on a plane with Lenny Dykstra.
And he told me good dirt.
Wow.
On John Kruk.
Well, get out of here. Krucky.
He's missing a ball.
I don't want to have to fake interest because one time Charles Barkley walked through an airport and you were all like, Chuck, and he waved at you. That story sucks.
But every guy has that story and every guy loves telling that story.
And even if the story is somewhat interesting or a very good, interesting story, I think you're lying.
Yeah, the better the story is, the more I think you're a liar. You're totally right because you're just making stuff up because you know that I'm getting bored.
But you'll even tell stories, and every guy does this, about buddies that met celebrities.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I've done it myself multiple times.
Yeah, and please stop.
I go, that guy's a jerk. My buddy met him, and he was a jerk.
You did it to Hank Aaron. You ruined Hank Aaron,
Aaron, and also Johnny Bench. So my buddy was
wants to hear the story.
Waited in a Catskill.
I literally just said, don't tell the story.
Yeah, he started putting himself through college. He couldn't be a stripper.
You go, don't tell the story. Let me tell you about Johnny Bench.
Especially if they're asses. If they're an ass, man, you know, people love telling that story.
Okay, but And you know what sucks the most?
What's that?
Especially in this town. Right. The odds of seeing a celebrity increase the further east you go, right? Pittsburgh seems to be the hot spot because of Oak Hill, because of Bill's training camp, things like that. Mm. That if there's going to be someone famous, they're going to be in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And rich people love to tell you, oh, you know, I saw blah, blah, blah. And I was over here with blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, because you have money, you already suck at telling stories.
Yes.
Like, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. People with money cannot tell entertaining stories, right? Yes, you're boring people. And now you want to tell me this story about the celebrity that you met in your town because it hangs out in your town. But you also won't do it with passion. You want to tell it like, I want you to be impressed, but it's no big deal where I come from. Tyrod Taylor got his tires rotated where I get my tires rotated.
No big deal.
No big deal. No big deal. Why are you telling me the effing story, stupid?
But you do it.
No, I never
do.
You
have so many Buffalo Bill I Met stories. And yours go all the way back to your childhood. And they're endless.
But those
are really all treated Pat like crap, so it's kind of entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it entertaining. If the celebrity was a huge jerk.
No, you're on the phone and Tommy ruins celebrities for everybody. And I said no, but I was a little fat kid who was getting abused by these Bills players. Not literally, figuratively.
That's how they used to sell the games. We'll abuse you, fat kid.
All right, we're all guilty of it.
All right.
So let's make a pact.
All right.
Let's never do it again.
Man, come on. There's no way. It's never going to end.
I don't.
And now everybody's a celebrity.
Okay, now you're doing
Hey, there's a podcast.
Shut up.
Couches.
You're doing the old guy thing. Everybody's slipping down. Kardashians don't make any money. Everybody's got a podcast.
I'm telling you, man.
You have a tail, you have a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I have seen, which is pretty comical? Somebody will post a selfie with a celebrity, but it's just like the celebrity in the background doing something. They just happen to be at the same place, same time. It's not even like they posed with you. They're just in the picture.
My mother did this with Frank Sinatra Jr. My father goes, hey, we met Frank Sinatra Jr. It's my mother's profile, Frank Sinatra Jr. In the background at the Auburn Country Club.
Okay.
And it's just like her nose.
I can top one more pathetic.
Okay.
My old man loves celebrity sightings.
Yeah.
Loves.
Well, he's a semi-celeb himself.
He will, if you get my dad started, he will tell you about every celebrity he met. So my dad's got some buddies who work as cops on Long Island.
Ooh.
Okay. And he went to go hang out with him every once in a while. Mm. One of the golf outings, you know.
Whatever. All right.
So he's down there. You're not going to believe it. Comes back.
Who do you run into?
Billy Joel.
What?
Billy Joel.
Well, he lives in Long Island.
He was having dinner, and I'm like 18, 19 at this point. I'm like, what the heck? Story kind of checks out a little bit. Okay. He goes, I got a picture with him.
Okay.
It wasn't Billy
Joel.
It ain't
Billy Joel. Don't even look close to Billy Joel. He took a picture with some idiot. Now, here's what I can't figure out, though. Here's what I can't figure out. Mm. Did my dad want to believe?
Of course he did.
That it was Billy Joel who took the picture? Or did my dad go, you look vaguely like Billy Joel?
I'm going to try to pass you off as Billy Joel.
And I don't know which one it is to this day, because he will not admit that that wasn't Billy Joel.
But that's a weird sighting, because half the guys in Long Island look like Billy Joel.
But like, yeah, my dad will just take pictures of people and try to pass them off as celebrities. It's happened multiple times.
I love your father, man.
He's so sad.
He is the coolest.
He did it with Joe Pepitone, too. Or not Joe Pepitone, Joe Piscopo.
Again.
From SNL. I know nobody, half the audience has no idea who that is. But it wasn't Joe Piscopo. It was not Joe Piscopo.
Joe Pepitone.
That much less of a celebrity.
Actually, they're both about that's about the same level of celebrity. Pepitone and Piscopo.
Never mind. All right, look, everybody on hold. I don't want to hear your celebrity story, so we're going to move on. Did you learn nothing from the discussion that we just had?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.